What's going on? What's cooking? What's cracking? You know who this is? This is the only voodoo priest man. I love getting in my podcast. It makes me feel like I'm some sort of a radio personality. Like I'm some sort of, I work for the radio station. So I just want to sound like that. That's why I'll be introducing myself and speaking the way I speak. Just to sound like if I'm in a radio, talking through the radio. Amen, everybody. But anyway, I want to say this. This topic tonight is something that's been getting to my attention so many times. I have got so many DMs. I have got so many emails and people just coming at me asking me if it's true that some people can actually have the ability to actually just come to them out of nowhere and tell them that something is wrong in their lives. This is what's really happening, guys. You have people, I can't say where they're from. I don't want to name countries. I don't want to name names. I don't want to name anything. But you got people that are coming after other people telling them that some sort of spirit came to them and told them to connect with them because they have something negative that needs to be removed. Guys, these people that are telling these people these things, they going to a lot of people. These people are going to a lot of people and telling everybody the same thing. Let me repeat this. These people that are sending these messages that spirits send them to whoever because they have something negative that needs to be removed, and they're going to give them a reading or they're going to charge them a certain amount of money to remove that evil that they have or the curse and things like that. Those people, they already know that there are a lot of people out there. You know, I don't know if you're one of them, but a lot of people out there that are complaining about not being content. They always feel like something is negative is around them. And a lot of people wanting to get readings because they feel that something negative is around them, or somebody told them that had some sort of negative spirits or bad luck and this and that and the third. And I always tell these people, you ain't got shit. You ain't got shit. Everything that is happening with you, you creating it with your mind. I am not saying that there are not things that needs to be done sometimes to balance you out. Absolutely. There are things you should do to be balanced and to be protected from that type of negativity. But do not allow nobody to come at you and tell you this. Then they tell you that you got to send them a certain amount of money because they're going to go ahead and sacrifice a goat, or they're going to do two chickens and a snake, and they're gonna barbecue some rib tips or some shit like that. I don't know what they tell you, and you are buying. These people are making a killing. They making a killing, lot of money, deceiving a lot of people into making them believe they have something negative that needs to be removed. A lot of these people are so-called babalawos. I am not saying that a lot of these babalawos are not real, but a lot of these babalawos are there, or they might not even be babalawos. They might even be making it seem like they are babalawos, or putting that name out there to people believe. You don't even know if those pictures are pictures of them anyway. So don't believe the hype. When somebody tells you that you got something on you that the spirit told them to tell you, just be like, all right, just whatever, and go ahead and block them. This is getting very out of control. It's getting out of control, and I'm getting a lot of people sending me DMs, and these people are taking advantage of people's vulnerability. So make sure that this is happening to you, or make sure if it's happening to anybody that you know, not to believe these people. I remember one time, this is when I was a kid, and I remember my grandmother, like I said, my grandmother was involved in all these things, and one day she wanted me to go with her somewhere in the mountains, somewhere, and see some people. And I remember the guy that was there, he said that they wanted my mother to do some type of work for my sister, because if they didn't do that work, that my sister was going to die. And I was a kid, and my grandmother, so, you know, we went, you know, my grandmother went to call my mother, and my mother was like, man, don't believe that shit. Ain't nobody gonna die. And my grandmother was like, no, that's what they told us, that she's going to die. And look, my sister is still over there, you know what I mean, chilling in the whole, traveling the whole world. So all I'm saying to you is this. Do not believe that. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. And when you hear people saying like that, just be like, oh, okay, cool. Thank you for the message. Be like, have a great life. Okay, so I created this segment just for that, because I was just flowing. I'm like, what should I talk about? But then somebody just came to my DM and just said, look, this is what's happening. And I'm like, oh, I found a new segment to discuss on my podcast. Now, I want to say this to you. If you are not subscribed to this, send, you know, favorite my chat, my, you know, my podcast, favorite, and turn the notifications on. So that way you get a notification popping up every time I come to the radio. So all I'm saying to you is I hope you have a wonderful day. You know, continue to do what you're doing. Just keep, you know, keep building, keep learning, keep developing, and just continue to grow until you feel that you at least have some sort of connection with what's behind you that is powerful. You know what I'm saying? Until then, you have a wonderful night, because it's night right now while I'm doing this. Peace.